USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump campaigns at a rally in North Carolina last night.
The Democrat agenda is anti-worker, anti-jobs, anti-citizen, anti-family, and anti-common sense.
At the rally, the president also continued his attacks on four minority women in the U.S. House, all Democrats, Trump painting the congresswomen as radical left-wing ideologues, and called the freshman lawmakers those who see the U.S. as a force of evil. More U.S. troops are headed to the southern border, the Pentagon announcing it has approved a request to deploy 2,100 troops in support of President Trump's immigration crackdown. 1,000 will come from the Texas National Guard. The rest will be active duty. Pentagon officials say they'll help with things like logistical support and aerial surveillance. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Republican Senator Rand Paul's kept a bill to extend funding for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund from quickly passing. New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand was urging passage through a unanimous consent vote yesterday, but Paul objected. Afterwards, comedian Jon Stewart, who's been advocating for those who would benefit from the fund, said,
"What Rand Paul did today on the Senate was outrageous. He is a guy that put us in hundreds of billions of dollars of debt. He was the 51st vote on that cut. And now he's going to tell us that $1 billion a year over 10 years is just too much for us to handle."
The Kentucky Republicans saying new spending has to be fully debated first. The measure is expected to pass overwhelmingly, but not for a few weeks now. A sexual assault case against actor Kevin Spacey tossed out in Massachusetts. Prosecutors saying the complaining witness is no longer available. And this is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
In a bid to save money, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has recommended reducing the number of inspections it performs for nearly 100 reactors at dozens of nuclear power plants across the United States. The commission's report said a revised timeline should require plant inspections every 3 years instead of every other year on the current reactor oversight process schedule. The NRC also advised cutting the extent of the inspections. In order for the recommendations to become policy, the independent agency's five commissioners, all appointed by President Trump, must approve them with a vote. House Democrats opposed the recommendations and called for a public comment period, saying a change in safety protocols without such public input would weaken vital safety oversight and put Americans at risk. There are nearly 60 operating nuclear power plants in the U.S. and 97 functioning reactors. The NRC said plans to fully decommission and close down the site of the most significant nuclear plant accident in U.S. history, Three Mile Island Power Plant in Pennsylvania, will cost $1.2 billion and take nearly 60 years to complete. After lots of searching, a 250-pound tortoise has been found in California. It was spotted on the shoulder of a road in Santa Ynez. CHP located the owners, put the tortoise in the back of the car, and took it home. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.